Oh dear. That's all right. It's fine.
Okay, I was just gonna maybe lift the microphone up just to talk.
Oh.
Oh, that's not good.
Kelly, you got this microphone all adjusted in wrongly for me. Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you that you have revealed to us your heart and your plan for the world, and you have even told us that you want us to be the instruments to fulfill it. We thank you so much for that. Open our minds to be able to absorb all the ideas given this afternoon, and think of others in addition for how we can encourage these next generations under us to go and fulfill your great commission. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. This morning was kind of heavy, and then you had Kelly. Very interesting and good, I'm sure. I wasn't here. But now will be fun, I hope. A fun look into all kinds of resources that are out there to use, for you to use to impart God's heart.
Sorry, it just will be audio recording.
All right. To your kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, or if you're single like me, any kids. That is, to impart God's heart for the world. So that... Okay. Hey, huh? Yeah, Kelly got on right this morning. Yeah. Except this is.
We can bend this part too. So we'll bend this to be kind of away from you.
Oh, okay.
There we go. I think we're good now.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm going to get it under your ear so it won't fall off again. There you are.
All right. Yeah, that feels better. Okay. So, in other words, How to pass on to your children, to the children in your lives, whoever they may be, the mission mindset we talked about this morning, the knowledge that the lost are lost, the conviction that we must tell them. We've just got to tell them. And we do it because we love God. That neighbor or that relative or that people group may just annoy us to death. But that doesn't mean that we should not take the gospel to them, because they are people who God made and loves, and he wants them to hear the gospel. So it has nothing to do whether we like them or love them or not. It has everything to do with the fact that God loves them and his son died for them. And that's what your children need to know. So, yeah. Know that people without Jesus are lost. They must be motivated by love for God and be bold. Take the risk. Tell them. Okay. Now, I'm going to show you various resources that are available out there online and in hard copy for telling, for training your children, informing them about what God is doing around the world. And I think one of the best ways are missionary biographies. This list came from a website that I did not jot down, but I just love these ideas. We teach them missionary or expose them to missionary biographies because they expose kids to God's kingdom, expansion worldwide. Oh, I know what's missing. I have brochures made up to hand out to Earth.
Oh.
Oh, okay, they're in that packet. Okay, yeah, good. I'm glad you got them. All right. Yeah, they were supposed to kind of fold, but that's all right. You got them. Okay, missionary biographies, because they expose kids to God's kingdom expansion worldwide. They show kids how gospel passion moves people out of comfort zones. You heard that from Kelly today. They show kids how God works through weakness. Once again, kid says, oh, I could never do that. Yes. Yes, you could. Can. They show kids the amazing ways God answers prayer. And they challenge us as parents or teachers or whatever position you have. So, you can obtain missionary biographies from this website, which is on your brochure, or it is. Okay, I should have one of those. Do you have an extra one somewhere? So I can make sure.
This and then that.
Yeah. All right. Good, good, good. All right. We've got it here now. Yeah. That website there, themissionarybiographies.com. It has, this is a screenshot of the main page of that, and it lists Amy Carmichael, William W. Borden. I'm going to have to read that. I don't know about him. David Brainerd, it's at the Cambridge Seven, who started a mission movement, William Carey, et cetera, et cetera, and just goes down the list, just scads of them. So you can get those online. And then other websites, which include missionarybiographies.com. You can get them from books. Okay. Yeah. The prayerfoundation.org books. They have several that are available. What I would suggest is that you look on some of these websites that are in this brochure and see if you can get used ones on Amazon. Often you can, because some of these are out of print, but they're really good stuff. And so, but you can obtain them often by looking at used books on Amazon. And a shameless plug here. Subscribe to Great Commission Kids. Free. That's a publication that I do in conjunction with World Team, and it comes out just four times a year, and it once a year it's a biography, missionary hero biography. The other three times I cover an area of the world or a specific type of missionary job or that kind of thing. And it's free, thanks to some various generous people in God's family. In fact, the gal who mails them out does it at her own cost. And my church pays for the printing and people giving to that account. So that's a free one. That's a freebie. Who doesn't want a freebie? And if you do subscribe for your kids, put their names on there. And if there's two kids, put both their names. And because we enclose, if there's two names, two children's names, we enclose two in the envelope, so each kid has their own. And kids love to get mail of their own. Even still, with email and stuff, they still love to see physical mail of their own. All right, and then you can find missionary biographies in bookstores and online or otherwise. And look at the resource table out there on the right-hand side are all kinds of books that you can use. Unfortunately, those are to just look at and jot down notes about. The GC Kids, if you want some of those, take them. Those you can have. Okay, and then there are... some of the, back to the examples I brought for you to browse. Some of those are from YWAM, some are from Bible Visuals International, who I have just recently become acquainted with. That's not a video, but they do illustrated biographies of missionaries, and they recently asked me if they could do an illustrated version of Bad Legs. And they're in these big, you know, books that you can use. They don't have the words written on the page for the classroom or group teaching versions, but they also have family versions that have the illustration on one side and a short condensation of that part of the story on the other side. So that's coming up. That's not yet. Isn't that something? Just, yeah. Okay, and then videos. There's vision videos. The Torchlight series on vision videos. The gal who is doing our Vacation Bible School, organizing that for this year for my church, we've been emailing about what she might use for the missionary section of every day. And she has chosen to use some of the videos from the Torchlight series. Some of those, she says, kids need to know church history. And I said, yes, they do. And so she's going to use some of those biographies on there. And then there's the IMB, International Mission Board, Southern Baptist Mission Board. If you go to imb.org, they have, okay, let's see, where are we? Try the next one. Oh yeah, that's the GC kids. Okay, sorry. There we are. Well, that's the vision video ones. Oh, yeah. Okay, let me back up. Sorry, this is a little discombobulated. But another great resource, which, yeah, is the Brinkman Adventures. And that is audio only. So you can download it from their website. And what they do is each season, they do 5 or 6 half-hour audio stories. And some Christian radio stations broadcast them. Many don't, because they require payment if they're going to broadcast them. And Vision Video is nonprofit, and they do not have deep pockets, and they can't pay for that. However, you can buy them from them as CDs and play them in the car when you're driving kids places, or play them for family devotional time in the evening, or however you want to do it. And they are dramatized stories. And they are absolutely professional in the way they put them together. Now, the stories are partly fictionalized. And once again, they did this last, this one that's out there has bad legs in 2 parts. And but they fictionalized it, so which they have to do because there are no visual clues to keep people separated, to help the consumer to know who's who. So they rolled all my friends into one and all the Kim Yells into Siut. And they had, and to show how hard I worked to get strength back after polio, they had me get up to walking 2 miles around a lake. Well, let me tell you, I never walked 2 miles around a lake. But that got the point across. So, but the way they do these stories is absolutely fantastic. Really, really good. In fact, they are in Holland right now recording for next season. They direct it 8 to 13, I think, something like that. But you know what? Teens, moms and dads, everybody loves it. You love to hear a good story well told. And these stories are good stories well told. And I have just loved being associated with them. They've had me edit parts of their website, and they're developing a Sunday school, Vacation Bible School curriculum. And they've had me edit that too, which is fun. I just love, because I love working with people who are really careful and professional and strive to do things the very best they can, and they are one. So there's a couple stories from series one available out there, and then some whole series five, I think it is. The last one that they did. All right. So back to the videos. If you go to christiancinema.com, that's on right down here on your brochure ChristianCinema.com and type missionary into the search box, you'll get missionary biographies in video there too. And some of them you can just stream. Some of them are available to buy. Okay, and we did the audio, the Brinkman Adventures. All right. So that's it, I think, for story time. Let's see. Yeah, see the samples I brought. Order online or find elsewhere. Okay. Study time resources. Actual curriculum that teaches kids about missions. And there's lots of those as well. The first one on here, lessons on all aspects of missions at a child's level to buy at from the wefamily.org. Is that what this is? Weave. Yes, it is. Weave resources. Really, really good stuff from what I've seen. I have, of course, not used all of this stuff to teach, but it's good. And then there's the next one on your list, Tots on Mission. Which various country setting, family life, religion, prayer needs. And then you can get, that's what this is. Well, that says, cmmpress.org. Anyway, okay, next one. Oh, there's Tots on Mission. Okay. And then the next one, Fun Facts Pages. These are, I use those and parts of those things in my GC Kids. They're good stuff. They're from the Free Methodist World Missions. But, the fun facts of a country are fun facts of a country. And they're really, really very good for pencil things for kids to do. They're just printable pages for many countries, so you can look on there. And then this one, it's also from Free Methodist, is, I think the next, PowerPoint slides to go with their curriculum. And there's one PowerPoint in there especially that I looked at, PowerPoint on World Religions. It's very well done. It's excellent. So, and then there's, again, from them are printable activity pages. So if you want your kids to, maybe in Sunday school or something, look on there and see if they have an activity page about the country that you're talking about or the type of ministry you're talking about. Okay. And then there's this. It has just one lesson on the Great Commission, but it's very helpful. From Ministries to Children. And it's the Great Commission Bible lesson. And it's just really, really good. By the way, I've learned that if you're searching the internet for things and you type in Christian missions, you'll get pictures of all sorts of Spanish buildings, mission buildings. So you have to be a little bit creative. Okay, next one. Yes, these are also excellent. They're 13 downloadable, reproducible lessons for ages 4 to 12. Another one, study time resources. This is ministrytochildren.com. So go there and browse the whole website. They have some good stuff. Now you can see why I gave you a brochure, because there's, yeah, no way that you could take notes on all this. All right, and this should be familiar to you. Kids of Courage, VBS curriculum by Voice of the Martyrs. Their curriculum is excellent for a missions segment in Vacation Bible School. You could use just the countries part rather than the whole thing. Just be creative in what you choose. And then, ta-da, back to Great Commission Kids. How did that happen? Some families, I've discovered, use GC Kids issues for devotional time with the kids. So you can subscribe or download them from the website. Printing them off, downloading and printing them off, though you have to be a little creative because they don't, yeah, because of the way they come out. So just kind of put your head on when you're doing that. Okay, and then other ideas. 10 ways to help kids. Yeah, let's go back to that. 10 ways to love kids, to help kids love missions. This is an article from desiringgod.org, that organization that John Piper is connected with. And this is, you know, their ideas are really good. All right, and other ideas. This comes from gnpi.org. They are 5-minute cartoon-style videos featuring characters Liam and Ruby learning about missions. And these are just 5 minutes. So even with your smallest children and their videos, they're also... there's also a free download of the discussion guide that you can use with your kids. So, you know, I'm just really thrilled that people are starting to realize, people out there, that we need to teach missions to kids. So there's all kinds of old resources, new resources, even the old books the kids love. I know that my interest in missions was really sharpened when I was a child by reading little biographies that for children, one on... the small woman, what was her name? You know. Yes, you know her name. So do I. My brain is tired. the one from the movie. Yeah, Gladys Aylward. Yes, Gladys Aylward, small woman. Read her biography and read about the Judsons of Burma. You know, those come from way back, but they're still so interesting. And kids love story. So old ones, new ones, use them all. And browse more that are out there on the table. And keep in mind that most of what I have out there are just single examples of a whole series of things, of books that you can get from those publishers. Okay, what's next here? Yeah, so that, or there you can see the samples. And the next one, is there another one? Yeah. Last point, be creative. Yeah. You might be able to put together your own stuff. Okay, short, but I hope complete enough to give you some places, a good number of places to start looking. And you know, to help you know that there are resources out there. You don't have to start from ground zero making your own. There are resources out there. All right, we can take a few questions and then probably just, yeah. All right. Good. You know it all.
What's your name?
Yeah, what's my name? Yeah.
Hmm? You mentioned something this morning, and
I'll save it for later. Oh, yeah, that has nothing to do with resources, but if you want to...
If it's later.
But, all right, we have time. If you want to hear that story. Yeah, it was how I got the word for mercy. Yeah, I was talking about how the Kimyal tribe did not have words for mercy, forgiveness, repentance, any of those, because revenge was the priority value of their culture. Well, maybe midway through my time there. And Dayun, the gal who was my first level language translation helper, I would go through with her verbally and try things. And then I would come to, if she was satisfied, I'd write it down and then go on to the next thing. Well, I was working on one of the epistles, and for 2 weeks I had been trying to get a good way to say mercy. And I tried to explain the concept to her. Just wasn't sinking in. And I just couldn't get a word. So I go on to something else and then go back, go on to something else, go back. Just kept trying and trying and trying. And then one morning she came into my office to start our session for the day. And she said, "Did you hear what happened last night and this morning?" I said, "No, I didn't." And she started to tell me. I knew that there had been some real tensions between the Sela half of the tribe, Sela Valley system half of the tribe, and the Coropun Valley system half of the tribe. And in between is the second highest mountain on the whole island. And I traveled that trail once, not on my own feet, but it was so cool. It took us about 10 hours, but it was so neat to go between the two, and that's, you know, it's very, very rugged. But the Sela Valley system people spiritually were not to the point where the Corpoon Valley people were. They hadn't had the gospel as long, and they had just weren't as receptive to it. And there had been some incidents that had caused trouble, and the Sela people were using that as an excuse to try to incite a fight with the Corpoon side. Well, the day before, our elders and pastors heard that, you know, through the grapevine, that the Sela guys were they had formed a war party, and they were going to come over the mountains in the night, and in the wee hours, ambush and fight, yeah? Start shooting arrows at our guys. And what they said, their bottom line message was, people who wear gourds are our friends. People who wear shorts are our food. That's quite a threat, isn't it? So our guys, our elders and pastors devised a plan. They said, all right, we will go up to Sagetam, this village that was at the top when they would have to start, where was the only place was where they could start coming down into the valley. We'll go up to Sagetam, and we will hide in the bushes on either side of the trail where they will have to come. And so they did that. They went up at night. They hid in the bushes. And early in the morning, Diane was telling me all this, early in the morning, when that war party came through, the Corpoon guys jumped out of the bushes and surrounded them with their bows drawn. And the Sela guys knew that meant it was curtains. Yeah, jigs up. And they started just shaking. And are you recording this? Well, certain things happened that are not. Yeah. Okay, that are not, for public consumption. Anyway, that indicated that these guys were scared to death. And because they knew the jig was up. And you know what our guys did? After they had thoroughly scared them, they said, in the name of Jesus, we relax the bow. And when Dayun said that, I said, Dayun, that's it. That's it. That's what I can use. What I've been trying to get, that was the term that I needed for mercy. Because those guys knew that they deserved it, that it was coming. But the bow was relaxed against them. Whoa! Isn't that neat? Fun.
Is that what you ended up using in the Bible, was relax the bow?
Yeah. And it was perfectly understandable to them. Yeah. And what a wonderful picture. We deserve God's justice and judgment, but he has relaxed the bow against us. Isn't that cool? So cool. Yeah. And you know, people in other countries also need to hear that God has relaxed the bow. So let's pray. Father, thank you that you have given us this wonderful privilege to pour into the minds and stimulate the hearts of these next generations to be serious about whatever part you want them to have in the Great Commission. Thank you that you want to partner with us in that. Something you could do just directly yourself if you wanted. But you've given us the privilege of partnering with you. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.
All right. Thank y'all both so much. I've been so inspired. I don't know about y'all, but wow. We have so much to ponder over. And I also want to thank Lillian and Deb and everybody that has pitched in, and Carol with her crafts, and just everyone that made this possible. I mean, we're all a family, and everyone is equally important, and we all have our own special story to tell of Christ. So I just thank y'all again for coming out here, and you have been a blessing to us. And I hope we've been a blessing to you guys, and we're on the winning team. So,
and may I add,
yes,
Kelly has been a fantastic helper. Just really.
Yes. Sunday, oh,